today.
Some terror suspects get their day in court in New Jersey, the homegrown terrorist type. In the meantime, two people shot dead near the illegal border crossing in Arizona. Oh, my. Helen Thomas has to quit, forced to resign after the controversy over her remarks. And a natural gas explosion in North Texas sends a fireball into the sky. One person killed, scared a lot of people who weren't sure actually what was going on. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney. Name of the show is America Tonight. We are coast to coast and all those nooks and crannies and spots in between. It's about conversation and the road to that conversation. Water cooler buzz, we like to think, at its best. So that's a little bit of scratching the surface of what we're going to talk about. Diving into it, though, right from the top, interesting story about the BP deal. The fact that at this point, now you're seeing those pictures we knew we'd see of the pelicans and the casualties and how many have been killed. It's day 50 into the spill. Ultimately, BP is saying, look, we're going to replace the cap next month. And Obama is saying we're going to reopen offshore oil drilling. We go back to the same words that we've talked about for years here on ATN. There aren't the alternatives that were developed that could have been developed but weren't. Okay, we don't want the nuclear energy thing because of Three Mile Island, so we could have had nuclear power like they do in France. They haven't had problems with it. They've had a lot of success, in fact, with it. And the electric car route is now been beefed up, and there will be more availability, but right now there isn't. There could have been. And then some of the other alternatives that are floating around. We see people with hybrids, and you're seeing more and more of those cars, but we are dependent on oil, and we know it. We flat out don't have the ethanol. We don't have the means to produce massive amounts of ethanol yet at this point. And so now the president is saying, okay, well, we're very furious over the Gulf Coast, over the loss of jobs and income and, you know, what's been going on. So we're facing a lot of problems as a result of the moratorium. We are going to move quickly to release the safety requirements that would allow the reopening of offshore oil and gas exploration in shallow waters, because you've had people that are becoming unglued. You've got industry people, you've been, you know, they're low on the totem pole, but you've got the people themselves who make a living on other rigs who now are in the same position. If you remember, the administration was saying a six-month halt on deep water drilling, and that's threatened, like I said, lots and lots of jobs, not just with this BP situation. So BP, in the meantime, they're staring down the barrel of billions of dollars of loss, which I don't care about that. It's about the loss for the people, and it's about the loss of the jobs. If the fishermen, they're sort of in a damned if you do, damned if you don't situation, where they're out there trying to help with a boom and all that so that they can earn some bucks that way. And plus, then they're ultimately getting paid a little bit of money from BP for money they would have lost, but nowhere near the amount they would get on the open market that they would have captured on the open market with shrimp hauls and fish and whatnot. We still don't have a handle on the amount of barrels of oil a day either. Now we do, and we'll have this coming up, we've got the retired U.S. Coast Guard Admiral Thad Allen, who's all over this. I give him credit because he is heading the federal response, and he's right there with BP, and he's watching every step of the way, and I think he's been pretty I think he's been pretty forthright in some of the stuff that he's said. I mean, if he thinks it's just a guess, then he says it's just a guess, and he moves on from there. All right, right at the top, before we go into the rigmarole of Thad Allen and some others, let's jump on Rick in Illinois. Hey, Rick. 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 Hey, Rick, yeah. You there?
Yeah.
What's up, man?
Well, I just call him. I think we'll have to be pick another hobby besides horse racing.
I know. I think we all have to pick another hobby. I mean, Drosselmeyer, who's picking that horse? We had Cindy in Kentucky. She liked the horse a lot, but she didn't have the trifecta either. Nobody nailed the trifecta. Nobody even really came close. It was 7, 5, and 11.
Yeah.
It's tough.
Yeah, I'm kind of disappointed. First dude let me down. But you said that horse is named after Sarah Palin's husband?
Yes, Todd Palin. It was a reference to him, so that's why.
Oh, I see their daughter. She wants to go on a talking circuit now.
She's making $30,000 a speech.
Yeah. Who's she talking to? Unwed mothers?
Yeah, she's talking about abstinence. She's talking to girls. She's talking to other people, too. She's out there for anybody who wants to have her, you know, different organizations who want to talk about that kind of thing.
Oh, okay.
$30,000 a speech? That's not bad.
Yeah, maybe I'll be start doing that.
Exactly.
What happened to Helen Thomas? She getting senile or something?
Well, she's gone. She had to resign, and the reason she had to resign is because of comments that she said, you know,
yeah.
You heard them about Israel. And so
yeah.
There was so much of an uproar, the Hearst people weren't going to back her up, and pretty much, I'm sure they said to her, resign or we're going to have to fire you, and you're at the end of the rainbow here anyway, since you're going to be 90 in 2 months. I don't think they said because you're going to be 90, but she was thinking about stepping away anyway, so now she just did it.
Yeah, I just wondered if she's getting senile in her old age or something.
Well, that's what I said. She's like got the crazy old lady thing where she just,
yeah.
You know, she went on a little bit too much, and she got herself right in the middle of that controversy.
Yeah. No, I watched that oil spill again today, and he's talking to a lot of people there in Florida, Alabama. Now it's on their beaches.
Yeah, that's the sad part. How far is it going to go in those tar balls? And, you know, really, Rick, would you go from Illinois, get in the car, drive down to Florida to be on a white sandy beach covered with tar balls?
No way. And there's a lot of people that have been there going there for 20-some years. They said they come down there for 20-some years in a row. Now they don't know what they're going to do.
Yeah, because they don't. That's what happens. Families take vacations and they go to the same places, Mobile, wherever, Pensacola, and they're not gonna. They're gonna cancel when they see that they can't swim or they can't be in that particular beach that they would
yeah.
normally have gone to.
Yeah, they said the beach is only half full. Some of them ain't full at all. Like,
yeah,
anybody there on their beaches, and this is their tourist time, so.
Yeah, it's going to kill a lot of people. It's going to kill the restaurant business. It's going to kill a lot of people that make their money, the hotels, all that stuff.
Yeah. So, I don't know how you're going to pay everybody.
Well, that's the key, and that's why BP, thanks, Rick, BP keeps saying legitimate claims, and they are paying some people, but they're saying they're not getting enough, and then you got to have proof that this is what you would have made. So imagine, like, if you're a waitress, and you've been a waitress on the Gulf Coast for a long time, or you're a kid and this is your summer job, you know, how do you prove how much you would normally get? And, you know, it's going to affect a lot of people.
9 years, thousands of clients worldwide, amazing results. And here's more proof of the effectiveness of how Heart and Body Extract supports good circulation and healthy arterial flow.
My name is Crystal. I'm a 45-year-old and live in Houston, Texas. I was diagnosed with having mitral valve prolapse 10 years ago. My cardiologist said surgery and drugs was the only thing he could offer me.
What did Crystal do?
I ordered Heart and Body Extract in August 2006. When I first took my first 15 drops, I embraced the formula, and could even feel the goodness of the formula starting to work.
Clean, clear arteries are happy arteries after using Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. HB Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
It's the number one reason for slow and clogged bath drains. That's right, hair. And the number one way to open drains plugged with hair? The drain clog. Stop standing in dirty bath water. Stop using dangerous chemicals. Just push the drain claw past the pop-up in your sink or tub, twist, and pull. You'll be shocked at what this little tool can pull out of your drain. The drain claw has over 100 tiny hooks that claw through hair, toothpaste, and shampoo that slows and clogs your drains. See how it works right now at thedrainclaw.com. The drain claw is made in the USA and is the safest, easiest, most environmentally friendly solution to unclog bath drains. Get one for $6.99 or three for $15. The drain claw can be used over and over. Don't be fooled by substitutes. Buy the original. Buy the drain claw. Order now at thedrainclaw.com. That's the drain claw at thedrainclaw.com.
That I just got a text on this to double check it, but BP, they've got this emergency containment deal. They say that they can get 15,000 barrels of oil a day. That's the maximum amount of oil that the drill ship on the surface can actually process. Okay, so you're following this. Then the latest update is on the rate of recovery. They're saying that they're approaching the limit. So any leakage beyond the 15,000 barrels will go into the sea, nice, until a second ship arrives, likely in mid-June. Great! Couldn't they have timed it better where the ship had, you know, I realize they only have so many ships, but where they had another ship that could swoop in after they were done with the barrels? Anyway, here's what Thad Allen had to say, the latest wraparound on all the stuff happening at the Gulf.
In the last 24 hours, the production of the Discover Enterprise over the wellhead produced 11,000 barrels of oil. They continue to increase over the first 3 days of operation. We have gone from 6,000 to 11,000. We're no longer dealing with a large monolithic spill. We're dealing with an aggregation of hundreds of thousands of patches of oil that are going a lot of different directions. We have to deal with the reality that no matter how much boom we have out there, the disaggregation of this slick is going to cause oil to come ashore from time to time. Boom is not a silver bullet against oil. Between Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, and Florida right now, we have about 1,500 vessel opportunities where we've certified the crews and put them out there. But it's becoming critical in the near future. We'll be able to get a skimming capability offshore and be able to work those small patches. We have Coast Guard cutters that have skimming capability stationed off of Mississippi, Alabama, and Florida. The challenge for us is to get quicker and agile, but smaller units can get to back bay shallow areas and work offshore to find smaller patches of oil and deal with them as quickly as we can.
All right, so you get the gist of that there and what he's saying, that I truly believe this guy cares, and he's all over this, and as much as one man can do, and as much as he can pull people together, he's trying to do that in the Gulf region. Excuse me. In the meantime, I mentioned the gas explosion in Texas, and what a fireball that was sent up into the skies. There were a bunch of injuries after the pipeline was, I'll call it, breached. And, you know, you think of natural gas, and in this area, you've got so much natural gas. Excuse me. It's that water mixed with vitamins, I guess, that's getting to me, but.
Yeah, you're gonna be alright. We don't want to call the CPR or the emergency medical service.
I don't know,
here.
Maybe somebody didn't like something I said earlier in the show.
Well, stay away from the white powders. They're no good.
The white powders. So,
you're not supposed to actually open your own meal. You hire an assistant to do that stuff.
That's right, because I know that's what's been happening lately.
Too much fan
Thank
mail.
You. The fan mail that's stuffed with interesting things.
I've had to carry that bag before. It's huge.
It is. It is huge. Just like I was saying, like that natural gas line in North Texas that went up, and boy, how awful is that? The workers, and I know some of you can relate to this because of some of the jobs you've told me you've done, the workers accidentally hit the line and sent that fire into the air, but one guy killed immediately. And then they found his body a couple of hours after the blast, because naturally they couldn't get too close. They were searching by helicopter, and they had to make sure the fire was out and there wasn't any danger when you're talking about what's out there. So ultimately, the emergency crews were worried there'd be more because of the rumbling sound. It was described as sounding like thunder and then a tornado because it lasted so long. And the gas in that area, because this is the thing now. Of course, if you've got land and you have natural gas, the companies make a ton of money off of it, but they will pay you off in a ton of money. And Cleburne, Texas is where we're talking about, and the pipeline carries gas from West Texas across the state to utilities, pretty much, the distribution companies, and then commercial users on the eastern part, probably, of the state, is what I'm assuming. So the customers, I didn't have any interruptions, which is lucky because of how big this was. But the gas explosion in Texas was followed by one in West Virginia that they had on Monday, and there 7 workers were burned. A drilling crew hit a pocket of methane gas, and that triggered an explosion pretty much just right outside of Pittsburgh. It was weird. It's kind of similar to what happened, or that was natural gas and the methane gas, but it kind of similar in a way as to what happened in Dallas. So being around this stuff, we know this from the mines and whatnot, can be pretty dangerous, and the workers know to get out once something happens. But I saw that fireball go up, and it looked pretty nasty. I'm so surprised, at least in the Dallas accident, that they didn't have more people that were hurt. That's, I guess, really, honestly, the good news. So here we are talking about responses, right? Responses to the oil spill and ultimately what's happened there in the situation with the gas accidents. The response was really good from the emergency crews. And then we've got responses when you, for example, take your family and you want to go to one of the state parks. You better make sure the state parks over the summer that you're headed to are open, because if you remember, they're talking about trimming at least 5% of the budgets, especially from things like, you know, parks like Washington Crossing State Park. And it's a park that has been open forever. And now, because of the so-called recession that's not a recession, they have had to cut back on how many days they can open some of the parks, and some of them they flat out had to close down. And, you know, this is what happens. You've got what you have happen is you have this massive deficit, right? And so we're running it off the page. You have to rein it in. So who suffers when you try to rein it in? And when you have graduates who are coming out of school, or you have high schoolers, teenagers, I don't even know how they can find a job now, unless they're working for their family or the guy down the street or whatever, because so many of these jobs are taken up by other people. But when you have parks that are closed, normally that's a lot of times there are jobs there for kids out of college or kids that are even in high school, and they're all closing down because of how many days actually they're able to keep certain parks open. I mean, this, we have to be concerned about the spending, because this is what it all leads to. When you talk about a budget for next year, it would cut pretty deep. I would assume they're going to have giant cuts, and they're going to have to come up with a way, to get more coin. And ultimately, probably, we know that what's going to happen is it's definitely going to cut into the defense budget. No matter what they say there's only so much you can trim in a voluntary military, but when it comes to hardware, that's where they're going to really drill deep. They're going to have to come up with stuff like I know one thing that they've canceled funding to develop some kind of an alternative engine for the F-35 warplanes, but they don't think that that's necessary now with what they're doing militarily. But they're going to have to come up with a way to cover the cost of combat ops, since we are continuing in Afghanistan, and then ultimately what happens if we have to jump in somewhere else? You've got to have that money in the defense budget. So I don't know how you're going to be able to trim. I think that's why you're seeing the cutbacks in the state parks and some of the other things, because in the next couple of days it's going to be eeny, meeny, miny, mo. You've got to have agencies that have to root out 5% of what they're calling wasteful spending. And in some programs, this will probably wipe them out almost completely, because the dramatic efforts to try to rebuild the federal budget without raising taxes, people are already freaking out about, and that includes me, about all the things that we know we're going to get hit with. So we can't cover the freight for everything that's happened now as a result of this ridiculous amount of spending. So in the midst of everything I just said there, make sure if you're going on a vacation to one of the parks, you check to make sure it's open. Because you'd be surprised how many days are being sliced off of state parks. Some entirely, but some just a couple of days. Stay with us. More to come.
Fact. 4 million people in the U.S. have hepatitis C due to liver damage. Fact. Cirrhosis of the liver is the eighth leading cause of death among Americans. Fact. Alcohol, many prescription drugs, food additives, pesticides, and environmental toxins damage the liver. Fact. 1 in 10 Americans is or has been affected by liver or gallbladder disease. Fact. Anything that keeps the liver from doing its job can put your life in danger. Protect your liver by visiting researchedherbs.com and learning more about the world's number one selling all-natural liver support formula, Live 52. It is the only herbal liver supplement that is backed by over 190 published clinical trials and endorsed by 250,000 healthcare professionals in 76 countries worldwide. Don't wait to protect your liver. Visit us at researchedherbs.com or call 1-800-973-1486. That's 1-800-973-1486, or go to researchedherbs.com. All the goodness with none of the side effects.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you, too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
The problem.
How do I cook food without power?
How do I light my home with no electricity?
How do I get emergency radio broadcast?
How can I make safe drinking water?
When your power goes out, the solution for cooking, baking, home lighting, listening to the radio, and producing clean water is the Family Emergency Kit from KeroStove. KeroStove has been in business for over 12 years with the largest selection of kerosene stoves and family preparedness supplies in the U.S. Now get the Family Emergency Kit at KeroStove.com for only $4.29 plus shipping, a savings of nearly $200. It's perfect for off-the-grid living. Call 888-395-1164 today. That's 888-395-1164 and ask about weekly specials or check the specials online each week at KeroStove.com. Again, call 888-395-1164 or go to KeroStove.com. KeroStove for family emergency solutions.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
And end, continuing the conversation from the top of the hour, the fact that you've got a German biologist saying, listen, they got a 1% chance of survival, some of these oiled up birds, why not euthanize them? So what do you think? Would it be better? Would it be kinder? Would it be a gentler thing to do than to put them out of their misery since the survival rate isn't very good? I don't know. It's There are some that have survived, and to me, they're just, it just seems, I'd have to know more about how far gone the birds are, but I would think I would want to try to save them. Luckily, there's no saving this arrogant SOB, but Jeroen van der Sloot. I'm sure you all have seen photographs of him. He was the guy who they couldn't really make stick the Natalie Holloway murder, and we've been talking about him now for probably about a week. I mentioned this last night. Here's what's interesting. He apparently is saying that he lost his temper after the woman he was with in a hotel room in Lima grabbed a laptop, and he apparently, when he lost his temper, he then grabbed the laptop and slammed her with the laptop. That anger doesn't explain breaking Stephanie Flores' neck. 21 years old. He left her dead in a hotel room. You know that old saying about what goes around comes around, and eventually, yeah, it all rises to the top. This is the Dutchman getting his comeuppance. He is still the prime suspect in Holloway's disappearance back in 2005. So now he's in a cell with just a bunk bed and a blanket, and he's getting his square meals. But this is also very strange. He was suspected in the May 30th killing, 5 years to the day after Holloway's disappearance. Wow. And the woman who was killed, the young girl, she's only 21, she was a business student, and they met playing poker at a casino. Boy, she went home with the wrong guy, didn't she? So he has confessed now at this point to murdering the Peruvian woman. Will he come up with a confession next to Natalie Holloway? What closure that would give her parents, I would certainly think. Also, quickly in odds and ends, one person was killed in a Texas gas explosion. As you know, our satellite facility is in Dallas, Texas, and Cleburne was the place where the natural gas explosion happened, and that's about 50 miles to the southwest of Dallas. It was a natural gas line that just erupted. The workers accidentally hit the line, and it just sent up this fireball into the air. Sadly, one person dead, one worker dead. Someone's still missing, and they've been searching all over to make sure they haven't missed anything. Like I said, it's about 50 miles southwest of Dallas, and natural gas is ripe in that area. In fact, they're paying a lot of people in Cleburne some big bucks to get the natural gas from their property. But a strange accident where people just heard this huge rumbling. It sounded like a thunderclap, and then almost like a tornado because it lasted for so long. A lot of people described it as lasting for 10 minutes. Speaking of thunderclaps, let's go to our own. He joins us across the border up north, Sam in Montreal. Hello, Sam.
How you doing, gorgeous?
Good. How are you? This is the start of another exciting week.
Oh, you know it, you know it, you know it. Okay, I spoke to our favorite rabbinical person.
Stephen, your nephew in Israel, what does he say about what's going on with the Gaza action, the flotilla, and the blockade?
Okay, first of all, I told him what I had said, and he said, I hope you apologize, Uncle, because if Julie does say yes, if you wouldn't, A, I wouldn't have come in, and B, he would have said, I want you to go to Dallas and go on your hands and knees and apologize.
We accepted your apology. It's okay.
Yeah, he said, you know, okay. He also, he's saying Israel has the right.
Because to block them.
Yeah, because, you know, they can say, yeah, we're coming in with, you know, needed medical supplies. Where have we heard that line before? That's his attitude, and in a way, that's my attitude as well. We're coming in, you know, with needed, you know, like heating oil or whatever. I mean, let Israel go on, search it, and if it is, fine. But if these flotillas are going to play, if they're going to play, shall we say, dirty pool, then Israel's going to say, fine, you want to play dirty pool? So can we.
Well, and you know what? He has a point. You don't know what's coming in.
Right.
And then you have to just, because this is Hamas.
Right.
And I'm sorry, what do you think Hamas is? And so what do you think is coming in? It's not just food. It's not just bandages. Although, sadly, there are, I'm sure, some supplies like that coming in, mixed in
right.
with all the bad stuff.
Right, for sure, for sure. And Saturday, there was a pro-Palestinian demonstration in Toronto, and there was a Jewish, he admitted, he says, I'm Jewish, walking around with a Palestinian flag.
Mm.
Biggest mistake the guy ever made, because the next day on his car, someone wrote, who are you sleeping with? A Palestinian, it begins with a W, I'm not going to say it because I don't
okay.
want to, you know what I mean?
Right.
Okay, or who's your gay lover? A Palestinian?
Really?
Yeah. So really, it really got nasty there. Of course, that's Toronto. They don't know how to have fun.
But nobody. There was no fist flying. It just got ugly verbally, right?
Right. And oh yeah, Steve was asking me this. He read about it. I don't know if you heard about a nun in Phoenix, Arizona. Who did what? Okay, she was an administrator in a hospital, and. There was a lady who came in. She was 11 weeks pregnant, and there was something wrong, and it was like, okay, do you save the baby? Do you save the mother?
Mm.
And she sided with saving the mother and aborting the fetus. The archdiocese got hold of it and wanted to excommunicate her, and some people who were sided with the nun said, hey, this seems funny. If a priest molests kids, they just ship them off to another parish. this lady does it, they want to excommunicate her like 30 seconds later. Something, as he put it, isn't kosher. So what he's going to do is he goes to Jerusalem every so often. He's going to talk to one of his old philosophy professors, and this is a good subject. What do? Do you abort the baby? Do you try and save the mother?
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds like for some people, it's a very touchy subject. Next to I hate to say it, when Chicago wins the Stanley Cup.
so you saw Philadelphia bounce back after they were down 0-2 in the hole, but then that last game on Sunday was incredible. It was like the Blackhawks were on Viagra Plus or something. They were flying through the ice. I mean, seriously, it was incredible the energy they had.
Okay, now one other subject, and then because you probably have the callers. Did you ever interview the late John Wooden?
I did one time when I was in California on a station in Santa Maria, California, yes.
Okay, now... Yeah, because, you know, he even made the front page of the sports section of one of the papers in Israel. He said, Uncle Sammy, was he that influential? I said, after his coaching days, he went around speaking about life and other things.
He had 99 years old, and he was known for his woodisms,
right.
Woodenisms, the things that he would, the little pearls of wisdom that he would say, his motivational speeches were huge.
Yeah, and I said, look, Bill Walton, he said, yeah, I know he's a sports commentator. Yeah, but a lot of other players, because of the influence of, they put it, Coach Wooden, they went into business and they tried other things. They just went, oh, I'm going to depend on basketball, you know. So, I mean, like, they said, so are they going to name the arena after him? I said, the floor's already been named after him. Maybe the street where the Pauley Pavilion is, maybe they'll name it after him. I don't know. I mean, it's up to the school, and, you know, and I said, you know, I spoke to him like it was afternoon our time, evening our time. He heard about what that reporter said, Helen, what was her name?
Helen Thomas.
He goes, is it true what she said? Yeah, and he was very surprised because, you know, she's been interviewing presidents since Truman. I said, not quite. Since Eisenhower. And she said that. I go, yep. And he goes, well, I think, yeah, we both agree, retire, and she saves face.
Yeah, and that's what she did. I mean, she basically resigned after the comments that she made. In fact, we're going to let people hear them next. But they were recorded near the White House at the end of May during a Jewish American Heritage Month celebration of all things. And she made the comments. And unfortunately, it's like I said, she touched the third rail. And, you know, she's almost 90 years old.
Yeah.
So was she not thinking straight when she suggested that the Israelis should go back to Poland and Germany? I mean, I because you knew that was it when she said that.
Right.
And, of course, it's been mass, nothing but 3 days of pounding. So you're right. Save face is what she did, I think, with this resignation thing. But now she's gone. She's gone from the front row of the White House.
Yeah, I know. I mean, I saw the news tonight, and they had a news conference, and, like, you had to get used to it. Hey, empty seat, that's going to be, you know, that's going to be different. That's all I can say.
Yeah, no kidding. Hey, yeah. Sam, thanks for the call.
You bet. Take care.
All right, we're going to let you hear those comments coming up next on America Tonight, the Helen Thomas comments, and you can decide fair or foul. I mean, I said last night it's like the ramblings of an old woman. Was she, you know, somebody has a microphone, they go up to her and start asking her questions. I'm not giving her an out. It was stupid what she said. There's no question about it. And it was just kind of ignorant of history, I think, is really the way it kind of left her lips. And this is a woman who's really been the dean of the White House press corps. She has been, because she's covered every president, like Sam said, since Dwight Eisenhower. Her 90th birthday is August 4th. What a shame to end on the controversy, though. In case you have no clue what we're talking about, we'll let you hear it next on America Tonight.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AaronAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AaronAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AaronAqua.com. That's Air and AQ. AaronAqua.com or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AaronAqua.com. Purify your life today.
You worry. If you don't, you don't understand the situation. Hi. Summer's coming, and now's the time to learn self-sufficiency. If you're going to eat from nature's bounty of wild edible plants, remember, there's a learning curve. Experience is the best teacher, but that means time. To speed it up, you'll need to build on the wisdom of a teacher who has lived it. Author Linda Runyon is that teacher. Her Wild Food Knowledge Package is the crash course. The DVD gives you a 3-hour overview of her world directly from her. The book gives you an in-depth reference with all of the insider know-how you'll ever need. And her wild cards are your portable summary and cheat sheet for your field work. This 3-pronged learning system will take you from spectator to scholar to gourmet survivalist in weeks, not years. Folks, I can vouch that Linda's the real deal. She's my mom, and I watched her do it. So go to upthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. Start now. Knowledge is power. Better take action. I think a storm's coming.
Here's a question. If you have a septic system, did you know that proper maintenance can save you thousands of dollars in costly and unnecessary repairs? The answer is simple. Use septic system injector treatments made specifically for your home or business, available only at SimpleSepticSolutions.com. Made in the U.S., guaranteed to reduce sludge and odor by continuously cleaning your septic system, drain pipes, and leach field, this non-hazardous patented injector system contains billions of natural active bacteria and enzymes proven to digest household waste. With every flush, millions of enzyme-active bacteria flow through your system, breaking down organic waste. Only Simple Septic Solutions' natural eco-friendly products keep your septic system unclogged and free-flowing, claims other products can't make. Installation is simple and lasts for 4 full months. Visit SimpleSepticSolutions.com. That's SimpleSepticSolutions.com or call 508-759-0010. That's 508-759-0010.
All right, here we are, friends, back on America Tonight, and I think all of us know at least one person or we're connected to one or two people who have gone through the adoption process. I can tell you in my world, I know 5 couples who have adopted, and they've been foreign adoptions. But lately, the foreign adoption process is making big, big headlines for not so many great reasons. And it's sad because there are a lot of wonderful couples who want the opportunity. And a lot of times in the United States, frankly, you can't, you're on a long, long list and you can't get a child. And you really want to help somebody. You really want to be a parent. You really want that bonding. And so you definitely, and people turn to foreign adoptions and for very, very good reasons, and a lot of them are successful. I've had some friends who have adopted babies in Russia and in Guatemala and a couple of other areas as well of parts of the world. Joining us here on America Tonight, we're ushering her in from our green room. You might recognize the name, actress Corinne Chateau, and she's gone through this process and actually written a book about it called The Road to Cali. Fascinating story about what happened when she went through the process, and in the process in a very far away area in the Republic of Georgia, Corinne and her husband finding a tiny infant boy just simply abandoned, who obviously won their hearts and changed their lives, but the story isn't that simple. Corinne, thanks so much for hanging late with us on America Tonight. We appreciate it.
Oh, thank you for having me.
So tell us, first of all, what happened. How did you take us through the process of getting to the baby boy, the tiny infant boy?
Cali in Georgia? Well, it kind of was a convoluted process. I actually never really even thought about adoption. I didn't really know people who had adopted. I mean, this is going back a few years, or people who had been adopted. But and I was very, very focused on my career as an actress. And so for a long time, I put motherhood off. And then I was in my late 30s, and the clock was ticking. And suddenly the need for child became quite urgent. And I had two miscarriages. And I could have tried again. There wasn't anything really physically wrong with me other than the advanced age. But somehow I just felt that if it wasn't going to happen easily and naturally, maybe that's not the way. And then as soon as I had kind of made that decision, I started meeting people who were adopting and people who had been adopted. And it was like one thing led to another, and these doors opened. And then I heard about this place, a woman who had an agency connected with the Republic of Georgia from where you could get infants. And I really cared about getting an infant. I mean, that was, other than China, Georgia seemed to be the one other place where you could get one. So I got fascinated by this tiny little Republic of Georgia, and that's how it began.
So you decide you're going to do that. You find about the Republic of Georgia. And did you think it, what kind of hurdles, you know, what things did you face once you decided to do that?
Well, you know, normally in kind of international adoption situation, what happens is you get a placement. You hear about a child, they call you, or and they may send you a photograph or a video, and then they give you maybe 10 days to decide. It's pretty quick.
Wow.
I mean, in terms of just saying yes. And then you know, there's more paperwork and all of that, and then maybe in about a month or two, you will go to the country and pick up the baby. Well, in my situation, for one thing, the picture didn't come. And the other thing was that I didn't feel totally at ease with this. And I just got it in my head, maybe I could go there and see the baby. And somehow I finagled my way to do that. And so my husband and I went to the Republic of Georgia. Mm-hmm. We saw this baby, Callie. We said yes. But unbeknownst to us, that very same day that we said yes, a political moratorium went into effect against all foreign adoption. We didn't even know it at that day, but that's what happened. We just thought there were some delays because of certain laws that were being changed. We had no idea until we came back, and then we heard that from the State Department that, in fact, everything was shut down.
So here you had already decided Callie's the one, this is it. So then what do you do when everything's been shut down? How do you fight and eventually end up with Callie?
Well, that's where we went crazy, because I mean, the thing about international adoption, it's very unpredictable. These governments can close from one day to the next, and we were actually warned about that ahead of time. But of course I didn't even hear that when they said it. But so when it did happen, we just started writing to everyone we could think of. I mean, we started actor friends who we thought might have some pull, or we started writing to congressmen, senators. We even wrote to the Pope. I mean, anyone who we thought might be able to help us to get a pardon on this baby, because actually the papers were all, we had done all the paperwork, everything was signed. Everything was in order, except that they said no. So it was horrible because, you know, once you see, I think that's why it was so important for me to see the baby, and why I think destiny just made that happen, because if I had not seen him, it would have been more abstract, and maybe I would have been convinced to change to another program. My agency wanted me to change to another program. But once I saw this baby, my husband saw him, we just fell in love, and he was it. That there was no changing our minds now.
Yeah.
So we just fought for him and fought for him, And this moratorium kept going on, and weeks turned into months, and finally we decided that we had to take things into our own hands, and we went back to Georgia. I mean, I talk about all this in my book, but we, against everybody's advice, went back to Georgia, and we stayed 6 weeks until we got the needed signatures to bring Callie home.
Wow, good for you for fighting. Now, tell us, Callie now, how old is Callie now?
Now, Callie's 13.
Woo, yeah.
Taller than I am, big boy, beautiful.
Uh-huh. And what did Callie say about you writing the book? Supportive about it?
Oh, yeah, well, he thought it was going to make him famous, so. I mean, that was his interest, you know. He just wanted a book about him and everybody to see him in the bookstore, so.
I love that. Do you, what would you say to other people, Corinne, that want to go through this process? What advice would you offer up to other people who want to adopt?
Well, I think it's really, really important to have a very good support system of friends and family, people you can really be open with about your hesitations, your fears, your longings, but also a very good pediatrician and maybe a therapist, because that you have to understand that these children, especially in international adoption, when you can't, in most situations you will not get an infant, you will get a child maybe a year old and older, and these children have not received what a child in a normal situation receives, the love, the attention, the stimulation. I mean, even in the, not to say that some of these orphanages aren't good and the people there aren't caring. I mean, many of them are. It's just, it's not enough, and the children are not getting enough. And so there will be delays, there will be some issues, and that, it doesn't mean anything's irreversible. It just means that as much as you can to be knowledgeable, prepared, to provide for early intervention. So that's what my advice would be, to have a very good support system of knowledgeable people around you.
Yeah, I understand. So if people want to learn more and they want to get your book, you've got a website, theroadtocallie.com, right?
Chateau Hickey, actually. Chateauhickey.com is my website. And you can get the book directly from me and for your listeners. I'd love to give it to them at a discount and to sign the book and send it off to them. Or you can order it from a Barnes & Noble store or online, Barnes & Noble, Amazon. It's available a lot of places.
Well, the story is fascinating, and we appreciate you once again coming on with us here on America Tonight, Corinne. Thanks. And say hi to Callie for us. He's famous.
Callie is spelled C-A-L-I, not like the Indian goddess.
We like that.
C-A-L-I.
Tell him he's famous now, okay?
All right.
Thanks, Corinne.
Thank you. Thanks so much.
All right, Corinne Chateau. And again, it's The Road to Callie. And like she said, it's spelled like a shortened version of California. C-A-L-I. Join us on the flip side for Odds and Ends.